Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, is it weird to ask your brother or uncle for sperm? Now, I want, hear me out. Hear me out.
No,
okay?
Let's end it here.
Yes, hear me out.
This is a rhetorical question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a
of course it's
weird. Maybe. So hear me out. I was having brunch with my niece and her girlfriend, and my son Jimmy was there. And they were, you know, complimenting Jimmy. And then we were talking about, like, behaviors that Jimmy has gotten from me and behaviors Jimmy has gotten from my husband. Because you can see bits of yourself in your child. We've talked about this recently on the show.
What do you see in that's you and what do you see that's Bart?
Yes. Like, because you're
like, what do you see? I'm asking.
Oh, well, like what we've talked about before on the show, like my energy level, like, you know, crackhead Jimmy is caffeine Kristen. Like, it's, they're like, they're one of the same. And my husband is very, like, methodical, and Jimmy is very methodical. And so, like, he will line up his trucks. He's very, like, he's particular in that aspect. And that's very much my husband.
You actually posted something so cute on your Instagram story of, like, that stance that Jimmy does. And you said it was, like, your dad. And I just thought that was so sweet to see a little bit of your father.
No, that's not my dad. Oh. That's my husband.
Oh, just kidding. Never mind.
No. So that's... And that's what we were talking about because that's her side of the family. So Jimmy has this stance with the hands on the hip and you take your wrist and you bend them backward. My husband stands like that. My father-in-law stands like that. My my brother-in-laws stand like that. Like, that is a Mattingly trait through and through. And even my nieces on that side stand like that.
Really?
Yes, it's fascinating. So that's so crazy. That is exactly what we were talking about at brunch. And so my niece is like, yeah, she's with her girlfriend. And she was like, we were having this conversation of like, I wonder what traits our kids, like if we have a kid, what trait our kid will have of mine and what kid, you know, what our kid will have of yours. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. And then she goes, wait, because her girlfriend pointed out that's not possible. Because if you're in a lesbian couple, the child isn't going to have traits of both of you. It's only going to have traits of one of you because you can only use one of your eggs. You get what I'm saying?
Unless a lot of the behavior is learned. Like the, like Jimmy might be standing like that because he has learned it from Bart.
Maybe, but we're talking like DNA wise, okay? Like some DNA traits, because there are like there's some truth into that. Your DNA, obviously, you've created this child, so your DNA, not just how you're raising this child, you're going to see yourself in that child because of the DNA. Some are learned, but some is DNA. So we were all just kind of like, and I was like my niece. I was like, oh yeah, that's going to be so cute. And then she's like, no, I did the same thing as you. And then she had to point out to me, that's not going to be the case. It's only going to be one of us that is going to have that DNA impact on the child because it can only be one egg. So then we didn't have this conversation at brunch because you don't really do sperm chat at brunch.
That's true. Got egg weights coming, I mean, to and from everybody here. The last thing you want to be talking about is
I didn't want to eat my soft scrambled eggs while talking about sperm, okay? So later on, I was thinking, and I was like, that is kind of a bummer because you want both of your families, like she wanted both of her families to be represented with the child. So it got me thinking, what if she used her girlfriend's egg, but she got her brother or one of her uncles to donate the sperm? So you have that familial trait in your child, but it's somebody from your family tree, which presents the question.
Interesting.
Would it be weird to ask your uncle or brother to donate the sperm so you could have a child with your partner that also has some of your family DNA in it?
We're all sort of chewing on this. I can see everybody kind of looking up, like wondering, how can this work?
So it would be, so for instance, if it, like she, if she used her uncle's sperm, it would be his great niece and daughter.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like if you use your brother's
Not with your egg, with your partner's egg.
Right, but that's still your half-sibling then. No, your half-nephew. Your nephew, that would be your nephew because it's your brother's child, technically, even though it's your child.
Yes.
Genetically, it would be your brother's child, that's so right. It would be your either son or daughter slash niece-nephew.
Correct.
So you would be the mother to your own niece or
yes.
nephew?
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
You'd be mama aunt.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do that one.
No, it would be cousin. If you're using your uncle, if you're using your brother's yeah. sperm, yes. But if you use your uncle's sperm, then you'd be mama cousin.
Mama cousin.
Damn. But like I said, if you are a same-sex couple
yeah.
and you want to have family traits from both sides.
Mama cousin makes sense.
Maybe it's weird or not, depending upon the region of the world you ask the question in.
See, we're all from Kentucky, so I felt like this was a completely suitable question to ponder.
This does have reality TV show, Kentucky reality TV show plan. Written all over it. Mama cousin. Nah, that's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.